All right, now, completely different subject. There was a great piece this week. I believe it was from Icon, was it? Mm-hmm. From the, yeah, one of El País's glossy magazines about Spanish weddings. And specifically about the finances of Spanish weddings. So tell us about this, Melissa.
Wedding season is upon us, and you know, if you have an invitation, you might be asking yourself, how much money are you expected to give as a present? Now, according to statistics compiled in the Essential Weddings book, a couple spends an average of 169 euros per guest for a wedding in Madrid, and the total cost of a wedding in the Spanish capital is around 24,000 euros. But unfortunately for couples, 5% of guests apparently do not give anything. What's more, Spanish weddings are becoming more expensive, and it's increasingly difficult for couples to cover the cost of the wedding with the money from their guests. So if you are invited to a Spanish wedding, El País spoke to two experts who gave their advice. Are you ready?
get your wallets ready, everybody.
If you are a close family member of the bride or groom, the minimum is 500 euros per couple. Apparently, between 500 euros and 1,000 euros is the norm. So this is sort of a thinking that you and your partner are going to the wedding, so it's not, you know, I guess you could divide the money between you and your partner, but it does seem like quite a lot. If you are the best friend of the bride or groom, you are also expected to spend at least 500 euros per couple. Now, if you're a distant relative or friend or workmate, the norm is that you give a minimum of 150 euros.
Wow.
And if you're going with your family, you're meant to pay 150 euros for each adult and 100 euros for each child. So, you know, imagine a family with two kids, that's 500 euros. Now, I didn't realize this, to be honest. If you are a family member or best friend but can't go to the wedding, you are still expected to give a gift. In this case, at least 100 euro.
Well, now I have a lot to say on this subject. Me and my wife Rosa, we got married here in Spain in the year 2011. And first of all, I would like to thank everyone who came to our wedding. Thank you all for our gifts. And also now invite you to turn off the podcast for the rest of this conversation. Now, the time was when people would do a wedding list, and this was the tradition in the UK, and that's what people used to do here. But no one needs a wedding list anymore. Everyone lives together before they get married, and everyone, you know, tends to have what they need. I mean, you know, we have IKEA now. You don't need to get some fancy dinner set. So it's much more sensible for people to give money, I think. I mean, in the UK, we don't have a tradition of this, and, you know, people sometimes have to put off getting married for years just because they literally are not going to be able to pay for it. I see more now in the UK people doing that thing where it's like, oh well, we really don't need the gift, but if you'd like to give a contribution to our honeymoon fund, then that's great. And what they mean by honeymoon fund is please help us pay for our wedding. I mean, that is really what it is. Now, we didn't expect, you know, we had a lot of people that flew in from, I mean, God, we had people flying in from, we had a big group of friends from Oklahoma, and we didn't expect them to, you know, give us any money. They did give us gifts, which was really, really nice, you know, and I think, to be honest, just something thoughtful sometimes is actually just as, you know, it's, or nicer than it's, you know, it's something that someone's actually, you know, thought about. But it's interesting, it's very good fun keeping a list of who gave.